For the Old Testament lesson, I will be reading from Proverbs, chapter 4, verses 23 to 26. Above all, be careful what you think, because your thoughts control your life. Don't bend the truth or say things that you know are not right. Keep your eyes on the path and look straight ahead. Make sure you are going the right way, and nothing will make you fall.
Our next lesson comes from Hebrews 11, verse 1 through 3. Faith is what makes real the things we hope for. It is proof of what we cannot see. God was pleased with the people who lived a long time ago because they had faith like this. Faith helps us understand that God created the whole world by His command. This means that the things we see were made by something that cannot be seen. The chapter goes on to give examples of strong, faithful people in God. The chapter ends beginning on verse 32. Do I need to give you more examples? I don't have enough time to tell you about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets. All of them had great faith, and with that, they defeated kingdoms. They did what was right, and God helped them in ways He promised. With their faith, some people closed the mouths of lions, and some were able to stop blazing fires. Others escaped from being killed with swords. Some who were weak were made strong. They became powerful in battle and defeated other armies. There were women who lost loved ones but got them back when they were raised from the dead. Others were tortured but refused to accept their freedom. They did this so that they could be raised from the dead to a better life. Some were laughed at and beaten. Others were tied up and put in prison. They were killed with stones, cut in half. They were killed with swords. The only clothes that some of them had were sheepskins and goatskins. They were poor, persecuted, and treated badly by others. The world was not good enough for these great people. They had to wander in deserts and mountains, living in caves and in holes in the ground. God was pleased with all of them because of their faith, but no one got to receive God's great promise. God planned something better for us. He wanted to make us perfect. Of course, He wanted those great people to be made perfect too, but not before we could all enjoy that blessing together.
I am blessed, and so are you. I'll come back to that later, so I'm going to introduce myself. Hello, I'm Jeffrey Kane, a senior at Leonardtown High School. I have been going to our church my entire life. I can't really escape, though. My mom, Candy, you most likely know her. She's a preschool teacher, a youth leader, Sunday school leader, and so much more. My dad, he cuts the lawns here, and I help him out all the time. I've also done the screen in the back every once in a while whenever Mike's not here. I've been in the youth group ever since I started middle school. I don't really remember much about the first few years, or even just 3 years ago, but that's because of all the amazing memories I've made since then. I am blessed, and so are you. Ever since I was born, I've lived right here in St. Mary's County, Maryland. Never moved, and most likely never will. I love it here. It's small enough to not be an overrun or crowded city, and it's big enough to get a Big Mac meal for $5.99 at three different places, all less than 30 minutes away. You're blessed just to be sitting here, in the best country in the world, a country where job opportunities are everywhere, a country where you don't need to worry about what you say, a country where the only thing you need to worry about is not doing the wrong thing, a country where you can worship who you want and where you want to, a country where you don't need to think about whether you'll die from a bombing run done by your own country, a country where your vote matters and you get to choose who represents you. Now, I know that some of you don't like it here, or some people in general, or they feel that what I said is wrong, and that's fine too, but let me give you a few scenarios. In India, the population is 1.3 billion people. Out of 7.5 billion people, India makes up 18% of the entire world's population. The only country larger is China, and they make up about 18.5% of the world's population. In India, there are 49,481 births every day. In India, there are also 4,650 children under the age of 5 who die every day. That means there's about a 10% chance if I was born in India, I would not live past the age of 5. For comparison, the U.S. has approximately 10,900 babies every day, and the infant mortality rate is 5.87 deaths per 1,000 live births. Here, I have 9 cards. 9 of them are black, and 1 of them is red.
Each card represents a child in India under the age of 5. I'm going to shuffle things up and hand them out to everyone, or to 10 different people. Don't look at your card. This is a gamble that everyone in India makes. If you have a card, please stand up. Now, hold your card up, but don't look at it. Just hold your card up like this. And turn around so that everyone can see your card.
Michael, I'm sorry, but you've died due to cholera. You may be seated now. Just hand me the cards in the back once the sermon is finished, or once the thing is finished. So, I'm sorry, but you died to cholera. You're an innocent child who had their entire life ahead of them. Gone. Died because you weren't drinking clean water. It's a sad thing to see, and it happens every day in India. Now, let's move on to North Korea. As you most likely know, it's one of the strictest countries in the world. 100% of the power in the country goes to one man, and he wasn't voted into office, he was born into it. Speaking your own mind against the government will get you killed. Food is very scarce for the lower class. Out of a total population of approximately 22 million, somewhere between 240,000 and 3.5 million North Koreans have died from starvation. Of course, this is a very rough estimate due to how little we know about the country. When I think about these places, I think, well, at least I wasn't born there, and I'm blessed for where I am, and I'm glad I live where I do. I am blessed, and so are you. A lot of my peers take what they have for granted, though. Every day I hear teenagers and other people around me talk about how awful their life is when the worst thing they had was traffic on their way to school. It's crazy to think that people would complain about something like that, when in lots of places in the world, you can't even drive to places, let alone have traffic. They complain about things like how it's too hot in their room or how their phone battery is almost dead. Such minuscule problems. They take these things for granted and they don't realize what they have is a blessing. I am blessed and so are you. I'm blessed for all the friends I have here at the youth group who guide me down the right path and the ones I have at school who have taken me under their wing and made me one of their own. I left Chesapeake Public Charter School, a small school in Great Mills with around 40 people per grade. I was there from first grade to eighth grade, and I left with 10 other people also going to Leonardtown. Back when I started, I had one class with one friend from CPCS, and that was it. I knew no one. Going into a huge school where pretty much everyone already knew each other, it was very discouraging. We didn't have one lunch at the time, so I had to find a table to sit at and lunch. I didn't want to sit alone, and I needed to sit somewhere. Luckily, I found someone who went to CPCS the year before, and I sat with him and his group of friends. They weren't really my crowd, though, but I sat with them anyways and occasionally made small talk with them. Little did I know that the people who were sitting on the other side of the table would become my best friends all through high school. God led me down the path to find these people, and I'm grateful for that. Today, I can say I've been given so many opportunities, and I now have so many friends, and I'm blessed because of it. I am blessed, and so are you. However, I've been talking about how blessed I have been in my life. You don't need a lot to feel blessed, either. Being blessed is how you interpret it, whether you feel like what you have now makes you blessed, or what you don't have. My mom told me about a time when she was working at a food pantry. While she was there, she tells of a lady who would visit the food pantry maybe 2 times a week, and how she would always talk about how blessed she was. My mom never understood why, though. Like, how could a homeless person who needs to go to a food pantry feel the slightest bit blessed? One day, my mom asked why she felt that way, and she said, "I feel blessed because I'm able to come here. I'm able to live in a country where I don't need to run for my life or wonder when I'll get my next meal. I feel blessed because I am able to come to a place built by people who have more than me and are wanting to help people like me. That's why I feel blessed." Truly, we are all blessed. If we ever need help, we are in a community who is willing to help us. So go out and tell my message. And I also want you to take it to heart. We are all blessed by the simplest things that we all take for granted. Become even better people and help other people out. If you already do, keep doing it. I, for one, go to Camp Joy every year with the church. We go to Berkeley Springs, West Virginia, and help out people there. We do small things like painting and larger things like building ramps or gutter systems. The impact we give on the homeowners is why I keep going back. And that's how I'm being a blessing to other people. But you don't need to go to West Virginia and build ramps to be a blessing. Simple stuff like holding open doors, taking out someone's groceries, or just paying for someone's meal in the drive-thru line. That's how you can be a blessing to other people. It can be done, so do it. And remember, I'm a blessing, or I am blessed, and so are you. Thank you.